This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Supreme Court decision to block for now President Trump's attempt to end protections for undocumented immigrants who were young when they came to this country came as a relief to people in this DACA program threatened with deportation. Here's someone who's living under DACA rules who'll be a senior at Yale University in the fall.
My name is Carlos Rodriguez-Cortez. I live in South Los Angeles. I am an upcoming senior at Yale University, and I am a DACA recipient. So I'm going into, hopefully, coronavirus permitting, my senior year. I am majoring in political science and Spanish, so I'm doing a double major. Just having the ability to work afterwards is so much of a relief already. Because I've been on the other side of the coin. I've been on the side where I didn't have DACA. I think our status is something that's like 24/7, so it's always in the back of our mind. And this decision was definitely weighing on it, because, I mean, had DACA been, you know, not protected by the court, I would literally not be able to work after college. You know, it's great that the Supreme Court did this, and it definitely helps a lot of folks, which is good. But at the end of the day, I don't think it's enough. I still have these worries because it being repealed later on is still a very viable thing that can happen. I think this is my second time renewing DACA, the one I have currently. It's definitely made an impact on my life, and I'm happy that it's there. But I mean, I also acknowledge from the 4 years that I've had it, it's just like I have to think in increments of like 2 years, and it's almost impossible to kind of live life like that fully. I mean, it's allowed me to work and do internships, but it just really sucks. Postgrad plans? I don't know. I really haven't thought about it, just because I kind of had this in the back of my mind. I'm like, I thought it'd be very cocky of me if I made plans without hearing this decision. I guess I have to think about it a little bit more, but all I kind of know is just like, I want to be helping people in underserved communities. I want to be helping people in my community where I grew up. I want to be helping, you know, Black and Brown folks in the city, you know, all their needs, whether those be housing, work, and just basic human rights and stuff like that. Those are the things that I know I want to focus on.
Carlos Rodriguez-Cortez is a rising senior at Yale University.